This is Dave Gloetz. I am here with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. What's the word today, Ben?
Peace, power, love. We are the world.
Today we're talking about your article that appeared in the Reader on August 12th, 2010, called The Vanishing Beat Cop, in which you try to assess not only the number of police officers that are actually patrolling Chicago streets, but the reasons why there are too few and how we might get more of them. First of all, this whole idea of counting the number of beat officers that are actually, you know, working in Chicago, you looked at a couple different numbers. One is you looked at the city's 2010 budget figures, which gave you a little over 7,400 police officers. On the other hand, the Patrolmen's Union says that there are probably around 6,400. How many does the city or the police department claim are working? Do you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the police department would not respond, which was interesting. I thought I worked through all this non-response, having bonded with Monique Bond over at the Board of Ed.
No pun intended.
With Richard Mell. Invited me. You know, I thought I was like a made man in Chicago. But now I discovered the police department won't talk to me. You know, like in the old days, there was a guy named Patrick Camden, if I may go down this digress.
That was Pat Camden, right?
Yes, the immortal. Great. Hope you're enjoying your retirement, Pat. And he would always take my calls. He was just like this classic press person who would just give me whatever they were going to give me. So now they have some new fellow, Roderick Drew, and God, I called at least three times, left very specific messages, sent emails with my specific questions, put my findings in the emails. No response. So to answer your question, what do they say? I wish I could tell you, but they don't tell me. But generally, they throw the number around. I've heard 11,000, because if you take every single police employee, the secretaries, etc., you could build it up to actually 13,000. What I was trying to do, Dave, and I think I was truly out of my mind to try to do it, I wasted the better part of 2 weeks trying to do it, was to get a good, solid number of police on the streets, not secretaries, not guys in lockup, not guys who do the fingerprints, not guys who are in disability, not the paper pushers in the superintendent's office, but actually beat cops who respond. First responders, I call them, because, of course, this is a very important issue as we head into the mayoral election. Well, it's an important issue anyway, but it may be an issue that actually people pay attention to as opposed to important issues that nobody pays attention to, which are mostly the important issues of the day.
Was there anything that didn't end up in your article?
No. In fact, the article is expanding. It started off as a column where a number of police officers have challenged me to try to come up with this mystical number, you know. I'm getting this reputation as a numbers guy, which is so bizarre. Part of it comes from my counting flunkies at the Chicago Board of Education central office. So now I'm like, okay, go find out this. You know, look in the budget. Okay, you will waste your life doing this, Ben. Nobody else will.
Well, they don't get paid for it, so, you know.
Yes, true. You're living this life of opulence.
The dream.
Yeah, wow, what a great thing. And then the Reader liked it so much, they said, let's turn this into a cover story. So by doing that, I made it longer.
Does not having Mick Dumke around to, you know, do the spreadsheet number crunching, does that hinder you at all?
No, I mean, there was no spreadsheet crunching in this number. Unfortunately, I'm so old school. I still do things sort of the old-fashioned way where I'll take the budget and I'll add up what the budget says as opposed to...
Do you actually use a calculator?
Yes, I use a calculator.
So you're not that old school?
No, I don't.
Unless it's one of those things where you pull the handle.
No. I've emerged from the 18th century and I am, you know, lodged somewhere in the 20th century. And then, oh my God, when it was all over, I discovered that I really couldn't arrive at an exact number because there were just so many variables that I didn't control and I didn't know. But I can tell you this. There's far fewer police actually on the street than Mayor Daley wants you to believe. That's the larger issue.
When you have spoken with police officers, have they talked about any other things that cause police to be less effective other than the number of cops on the street?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different complaints. Police officers will talk about the impact of the cameras and how the cameras hurt them.
Which cameras are we talking about?
There's cameras everywhere.
Just to distinguish, there are cameras on the street corners, but there are also cameras in police cars and there are cameras in interrogation rooms.
Yes. No, I'm talking about the cameras on the street corners. But I've heard police officers say, you can't go beat up bad guys anymore because the cameras will record you. You know, like some of this is like, well, you're mixed feelings. Do you want policemen just go randomly beating up people? But then you say, some people don't deserve to be beat up. They're really not bad guys. Other people are bad guys and should be beaten up. I'm not saying I want the good old days of police torture.
Now, you just mentioned this and you did touch on this in the story. You had the citizen, Eric Hudson, talked about that bad guys don't seem to fear the police yes. anymore. And I had a similar conversation with a 30-year veteran who was a police sergeant not too long ago. And he said to me that sometime in the, he believes, the 80s, the citizenry lost respect for the police, but at least they still feared the police. And so now he said the dangerous thing is that they no longer fear the police. And so the police don't have, they don't have the power of their reputation. And so they're left with just gun power.
Yeah. Wow. It's a variation on a theme that I've heard a lot of from police officers. I think that stems from the depletion of the police force. And this is something that police officers and I have figured out together. There's a lack of accountability. If there's so few police that they can't punish people for doing bad, or they have to pick and choose when they punish people for doing bad, even if it's something as simple as, okay, guy lips off, breaks a bottle, does something abusive, put them in the lockup, that'll teach them a lesson. If you can't do that, then there's a sense of invulnerability. You know, bad guy's immune to punishment. There's no accountability. And I do believe that that's an issue that emerges from a lack of an adequate police force. I truly believe those two issues are connected. And I think most police officers agree with me on that. So I don't know. You know, it's funny. The Reader has been at the forefront of articles investigating police abuse and police torture. I just have always had a soft spot in my heart for police officers, like I have one in my heart for firefighters and teachers, public employees. And I think overall they do a great job. And I say we need more of them. And I'm not saying they're all perfect. And when they're bad, they should be punished. But overall, I think most of them are good eggs and we need more of them.
And I'm guessing you're going to hear from more of them after this.
Yes, I probably will, yeah.
On that note, Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for more interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.